This is Artemis Mission Control in Houston, Texas. We are currently 2 days, 4 hours, and 23 minutes into the Artemis 2 mission following a liftoff at 5:35 p.m. Central, 6:35 p.m. Eastern from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The crew is currently awake and working through their timelined activities for the day. Canadian Space Agency, or CSA, astronaut Jeremy Hansen is currently completing his daily exercise. There's also some checkouts of medical devices taking place. And then earlier in the day, the crew also completed a CPR demonstration. And then originally planned for today was an outbound trajectory correction burn, but it was determined that that burn was no longer needed due to the accuracy of the TLI, or transmitter injection burn, which took place yesterday, April 2nd. The next burn on this outbound journey to the moon is scheduled for flight day 4, and that will be the outbound trajectory correction 2 burn. Coming up, the crew will also complete some lunar cabin configurations, and then they will have a public affairs event before they have some private medical conferences, as well as a private conference with the flight director here in Mission Control, which is currently Paul Kanya leading the Orbit 2 team, and then they will get ready for their pre-sleep and sleep activities and then head into their sleep time. Currently on your screen, you can see a view of the Artemis Real-Time Orbit website, or ARRO. This website is available at nasa.gov/trackArtemis, and you can continuously monitor Orion's data and telemetry on its way to the moon. So the Orion spacecraft is currently about 133,000 miles away from Earth and about 138,000 miles away from the moon, so about halfway between both.